Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Good morning. Just punched myself in the wire. Yeah. It's running commentary. It's July.
Yes.
I put some sun cream on that clouded over immediately.
Yeah. It's not that sunny, actually, was it? No. I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, me too. But it is nice. So much.
Yeah, it's really nice, yeah.
And we're heading east from my drum. We're going to head to Hackney Marshes for some soft surfaces.
You're saying
a bit achy after running the other day.
Yeah. Just got a bit of a...
I am slightly dragging your mileage up, aren't I?
You're in the later stages
of recovery.
Yeah. No, I'm happy to do that. It's just stretching. I'm really looking forward to going on holiday, doing loads of swimming and just strengthening my legs in different ways.
We were just talking off mic. We do that about how, as you get near a holiday, you simultaneously find there's an incredible amount of stuff you have to do.
Yes.
And your urge to do anything kind of drops.
Yeah. You just find yourself winding down. I mean, I kind of almost started my holiday last night because I had a day of meetings yesterday.
Yeah.
Which was obviously just, for most people, just be a normal day. But for me, I found it so tiring. we had a meeting about 10, didn't we?
Yeah, that was nice.
Then I had another meeting, and then I had a meeting in the afternoon, and I was zipping around town.
Yeah.
And it's just a normal sort of 9 till 6 day.
Yeah.
Absolutely exhausted by the end of it. Completely.
I would say absolutely the same thing. I've spent the week doing kind of pre-Edinburgh Festival production, which, by the way, I should have done ages ago.
Yeah.
But all proper, you know, ordering print, sending emails, and
going to
internet portals.
Yes. And, just the basic stuff of life.
It just makes you realise that it's really good what we do because it's really easy.
I know, we're very, very lucky.
So we have, this is nice, look at this orchard.
This is beautiful, isn't it, all of a sudden?
Bet I can get the camera out in time. I'll get it behind us.
Yeah, that's really nice. Spot. Yeah.
Yeah, look, there it is.
Butterfield green.
This is good, isn't it? Well, this is where we released the butterflies we grew. Yeah. It was a very stressful time. So, we are on the cusp. Actually, I've got a little song about it. And Paul's going away to the USA. So today we're doing Q&A.
That's the closest we get to production.
And I probably should have rehearsed that.
You did well. No, you did well.
I used to write music for a job, so it wasn't that good, let's face it. We asked you for your questions, and frankly, you came up trumps.
Which is really nice, isn't it? It's always nice when you spin something off into the ether.
Yeah. And I think we get something back. We should have done this sooner.
Yes, we'll certainly do it later. Yeah, it's a nice little, before we go on holiday, question answer.
Yeah.
Little to and fro, give and take.
The two issues with it, before we get started, are one, I've tried to print it bold and big.
Right.
But if I'm, whilst reading, I fall over.
Yes.
Take care of me.
Yeah, because Rob's literally carrying a questionnaire as we speak.
And also...
likes to carry stuff when we're running.
I'm always carrying stuff.
Yeah.
I had that sack of potatoes. Yeah. No, I've got to mash them. I'm taking them home to mash.
But you confessed recently that you don't... You used to not mind it, but now you don't like carrying stuff.
I've
always hated carrying stuff.
Yeah, I don't like it, mate. Yeah. But it's always, there's always something.
Yeah.
The other thing is I posted the request for questions.
Right.
Under a pretty amusing picture of us pulling faces.
Right.
Which has led to a lot us of pulling faces being a bit of a theme in the questions. You can see how that would happen.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Are you ready? Should we do this?
The simplest connection. All right, let's
question
do it.
Number one. Dum ba 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 ba. That's someone else's song, that's poetry. what's your biggest... This is good. This is from Alex, and it's nice and broad.
Yeah.
What's your biggest gripe about running?
Interesting one. Gripe.
My first thought on this one was sort of like in the wider running world rather than my particular personal running.
Yeah.
I do feel more and more evangelist about this headphone issue.
Right, go on then.
Because it's the passive aggressiveness of it.
Yes.
So when you book in for a run and they'll say, for safety, we'd rather you didn't use headphones.
Yes.
And and generally, you know, there's different levels of this. I don't want to get weighed into a thing like the whole thank you Marshall debacle.
Yes, thank
but
you Marshall.
Sometimes they'll say, if you can avoid using headphones, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's reasonable, right?
Yes, yeah. And
sometimes they say, no headphones.
Yeah.
And always, I'm reading a subtext of proper runners don't wear headphones.
Yeah.
I'd really like to hear is the one time when someone was wearing headphones, didn't hear what a marshal said, and disaster ensued.
Yeah, of course.
If that's ever happened, I'll give you a pound.
But that's the irony of people telling you not to wear headphones. You're usually wearing headphones at the time.
What's that?
Yeah, exactly.
Big pardon.
So, you're right, which kind of falls into my initial thought about that. Please believe us when we say that we haven't given this a moment's thought at all.
We've been keeping our powder dry.
Under no illusions we've given any prior thought to this. But my thing is people who want to give anyone grief or judge someone else's running in any way or form in terms of the way they're running, their speed,
how far they went,
how they far, what they want to do, just
they went,
just any kind of judgment, I just find a bit just a bit off. It's not really about that, is it? It's a kind of judgmentless zone, it should be, and that includes headphones, people who want to be really competitive, what you're wearing. It's just like, I mean, it's a tenet of the show, isn't it? Everyone who runs is a runner.
Yeah, and also
it's so
a
true, isn't it?
It goes beyond running. Sometimes you see people doing things and think, well, that's empirically wrong. Don't do that.
Yes.
But generally, just you've got to check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah.
Some people are doing things that may have their reasons.
Yes. Yeah,
tourists
in
London going incredibly slowly.
Yes.
Walking
out
onto the tube station platform and then stopping immediately with all their bags.
Yes. Yeah.
They're on holiday.
Yeah.
They're just doing what they're doing.
I mean, even the sort of the heavy breathers who really do my head in when I'm racing. They're only breathing.
Yeah,
they're just trying to get air. Yeah, they're trying to get air into their lungs
so that
they can run.
Yeah. And also I think there is a kind of, you know, it's worth keeping that stuff at the forefront in mind because, you know, it's an aggressive thing. There's a temptation to race. Sometimes we actually are racing. Testosterone is you know, powered up by this whole
thing. And also, you're tired.
You get
So you get annoyed quickly, when you get tired.
So we're always trying to wind back the lair, so we don't really gripe about things, except people griping about things.
But having said that, now that he's got me, now that I'm thinking...
Yeah.
The people who overtake you after the finishing line.
Oh.
That's out of order.
Right.
Because the race is to the line. You know, there's people... You cross a finishing line.
Yeah.
You just beat someone in a sprint finish. I use that term loosely. And you stop. And their momentum carries them beyond you.
Yeah.
And they refuse to go behind you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, if that's a park run, they're going to get your time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's a race to the finishing line.
Yeah.
It's not a race to the bloke who... takes a note of your number.
Had that time in Birmingham when we all went fup, like that's something out of a cartoon.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
So there's the Is there any more?
So a gripe is no gripes. Well, if you think of any, just phone back in.
Yeah.
Next question. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you for that one, mate.
This is, see what I mean?
Quite a nice first question.
Do you always make those faces when you're running? Asked Debs. And no, we don't. We just always make them in the photos, all right? Yeah. Although I say it's quite interesting because I think as at-rest runners, we do. You've got a very serious face.
What, when I'm running?
Yeah.
Right.
And I've got a very smiley face.
Right.
So we are a little bit like the theatre symbols.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of...
And you love the theatre, don't you?
Oh, I love
the theatre.
Oh, bitter wheat.
Have you been to anything?
The collapse of the second half.
Oh, simply disappointing.
Oh, so disappointed in Mammoth.
In a tunnel! Tunnel!
I, yeah, that photo to start the... To start the podcast as a kind of trademark kind of crept up on us, didn't it? Or maybe you had it in mind all along.
Yeah.
Because we always take a photo. And
we take a picture of ourselves at the beginning and the end, and you're a big gurner.
Yeah, obviously you feel... I basically made my living off my face.
Yes, that's right.
So I've got to kind
of... We're not very similar comedians, but yeah. One thing we do share is a bit of...
Clowning.
Cartoon face.
Yes, yeah. Clowning up and stupidity. Yeah, yeah.
We've just come into Hackney Downs... resplendently green in the July sunshine. Kids in yellow school uniforms going past on their bikes. It's all nice.
It is really nice. Yeah. I occasionally do see myself, though, in situ, like straining for the finish, sprinting or whatever.
Yeah.
And my goodness, the faces I pull look absolute agony.
Well, I can see you because you're always just slightly ahead of me, whether it's on at the hairpin in the Yorkshire Marathon or the turn back on the Hackney Marshes Park Run.
Yeah.
I can see you.
Bearing
this
down.
Is like running at an event rather than running with me.
Right.
And you just got a serious kind of at rest face on. And then you'll say hello with like a hand up.
Yeah.
Which I really like. I've seen that. That's part of the... You were talking about being tired and saying hello to people. And saying thank you.
Yeah.
You know, but giving all your effort to the run, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, look, they're having a sports day here.
Yeah,
the track.
That's great, isn't it?
Nice.
That brings back memories.
Yeah. Who's going to win it? Dad's race. Yeah. Win the dad's race.
Did you see that Mo Farah came second in his dad's race?
That's excellent.
He got out sprinted.
Hang on a moment. No, but I noticed that I was running down by the canal in Nottingham.
Yeah.
And I saw several guys, and they all, I think about three guys back to back, like a few minutes apart.
Yeah.
And they're all, you know, really running. It was quite a hot day.
Yeah.
They were sweaty and really going for it.
Yeah.
None of them really cracked a smile.
Yes.
But they all gave me a thumbs up or a wave.
That's nice of them.
And that's really good. It's, you know.
Yeah.
That's fair enough, isn't it? But then when I get deep into a run, I get into a grimace, which I think people see as a smile.
Right.
Which helps.
I think.
Or maybe I just can't help but smile at any given audience.
I think there's you're constantly playing to the crowd. Yeah. But that's interesting, because I think there's a performative element sometimes to running in public.
A performative element?
Yeah, I think it's like...
Did you run as much in the performative element?
I think you leapt into wild conjecture upon the performative element vis-a-vis running in public. I've said bitterweet, which I was just thinking of. Sounds an interesting observation, but I fear he may be treading water. Over.
If
you look at, like, elite athletes...
Yeah.
Their face always seems to me... usually devoid of expression.
Yeah.
They're running at their very peak.
Yeah.
They're under stress, but they so rarely show it, which always fascinates me. They're
particularly
just in that
with
zone,
distance.
Aren't they? Yeah, distance runners.
100-meter runner will give us a bit.
Occasionally,
but even
so
then,
strain. Yeah.
You shouldn't be straining with your face. You want to be straining with your body.
Yeah, it's that relaxation that they show, doesn't it? And then they cross the line and just collapse or something. It always amazes me that. But with me, if I'm struggling and running slow, I've noticed sometimes... I will almost run slower when there's no one there.
Yeah.
And grimace and roll my shoulders a bit more. Almost like a parody of effort for the people watching.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, look at me trying really hard.
Yeah, that's right.
And then I turn the corner, there's no one there. I don't go loads faster, but
and
I go a little faster and I'm not grimacing so much. It's weird.
And, you know, in terms of, you know, to be completely honest, I've given people who make the fuss at the end of races a hard time in the past.
Yeah.
And I probably will again in future. But let's adhere right now to the high ground and what we were saying about gripes.
Yeah.
Whatever gets you through the race.
Yes,
know?
Of course.
And if yourself, if an element of that is kind of, what's the word, if your positive visualisation involves casting yourself as an effort-making runner.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Then
yeah.
That, and that gets of you course, there fast. Yeah, it's the yeah. same as if you manage to completely damp it down.
Yes, yeah.
So
yeah,
where
yeah.
one person's kind of going, nay!
Yeah.
Nay! I mean, you see it at Wimbledon.
Yes.
There's a lot of people vocalising yes. and adding in the effort.
Yes, yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
And then, like you said, there's a performative element.
Yes.
It's neither pretend nor completely unconscious. It's somewhere between the two.
Yeah,
and,
but
fair enough.
Careful.
Whatever you need.
Woo! There we go. Look.
Ah!
Look. But if I can
traffic jam on the zebra crossing. Here,
if
Clarkson
I can
Ponce.
Proceed to pontificate further over.
So the short answer to do we always make those faces while we're running is no, we don't. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. But sometimes
we don't.
I think with the elites, it's the idea that, as far as I understand it, obviously I can never understand it, they accept the pain they're under.
Yeah.
So they're not fight. They don't spend energy fighting the pain. It's that acceptance. And that's something that really interests me.
Pain is just a person leaving the country.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly the mantra.
Pain is just a way of weakness leaving the body through another
pain
portal.
Is just a bones
yeah.
breaking.
Pain is just someone punching you repeatedly in the face asking for your visa.
Okay.
So we don't.
What's the most you spent on a pair of trainers?
Right.
That's your own cash, no freebies, right?
Right, okay.
No, because that's the least.
Ooh.
I've just bought these brand new trainers. So
you're rocking some new ones today.
This is actually my first ever running these.
Yeah.
But they are hopefully exactly the same as the ones I had.
Yes.
Much nicer colour. And they were on offer, though, only £72.
It's
doesn't really answer the question, does it?
It's quite revealing, though, isn't it, by the fact that we say they weren't that much on offer and they're 72. That's
yeah.
still, it feels quite steep, doesn't it? But I think I bought running racing shoes like Adidas Bostons
yeah.
for about 95 on the day before London Marathon.
But the Bostons give you a feeling, don't they? In fact, they give you more than a feeling.
Yeah.
More than a feeling, more than a feeling.
Yep. So I reckon about 95 top end, but that really smart. So
yeah.
I hate spending too much on
trainers. I think I've probably spent as much money. I can remember buying some trainers for 120.
Right.
But they might not have been running shoes, but they were
right.
trainers.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And, but with running, I do think you have to have the right shoes. It's the difference
yes,
between
very,
pain and injury
yeah.
and comfort and success.
It's very, very, he's very, very important. They've got those new Vapor, is it Vapor racing shoes now?
The it's Vapor Rub, you put them on your chest.
No, but have you seen those for like £200 or something?
Oh, so I think the person who was asking this gym was
right.
saying there's £240 shoes on offer.
Right,
now.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
On offer, that's what really the phrase.
And I think they're meant to like, they've been proven to improve your performance by like 4% or something. And a lot of elites and good club runners are wearing them.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I'm going to be bothered to spend
they probably
that much.
Get them for free, though. That's the
You'd have thought
thing.
So, yeah.
My brother
yeah.
still winces when he hears this story because when he was about 10 or maybe younger,
yeah.
He said, what makes you such a good footballer? To a friend of his who was a couple of years older.
Right.
And the guy said, magic boots.
Yeah.
And he asked my mum and dad to get him some magic boots.
Yeah.
It's still taking a mickey out of him to this day.
Yeah.
And he was like, I thought it was a brand or something.
Yeah.
He didn't think they were magic. But yeah, but that's the same concept, isn't it?
Yes.
Just £240, you can get yourself some magic boots.
He's trying to find just something that feels super comfy, isn't it?
Yeah.
And sometimes what people say will make you feel super comfy don't. Like, what were those big wide ones I got? Those, oh, what's the trademark? I got somebody bought me these ultra shoes.
Yeah.
It'll come to me. I'm having a
scene. Were they Hockers?
Yes, that was it. Hocker.
Yeah, yeah.
And it made sense that they'd work for me, but they
yeah.
just didn't.
Yeah,
they just
yeah.
didn't give me the support I needed. They gave me loads of kind of broad support,
yeah,
but my
yeah.
feet were moving too much. My knees were all over the place.
Yeah. I went to a shop and got on the machine and spent over £100 on
right.
a pair of. I think they were. I was going to say Brooks, but I think they're Mizuno.
Right.
Really good.
Yeah, Brooks
fit
Mizuno,
really well, no Brooks, seams.
Yeah.
And then I went for a run.
Yeah.
In them. They're too small. They're like a size
right.
too small for me.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know what I was thinking. They
yeah.
are now my son's shoes. And not just for running, even though they're high-end
right.
running shoes. He just wears them to
he just wears them
wander
casual.
Around.
Yes.
That's the other thing is you can. It's. I mean, that was stupidity on my part, but it's so hard to know.
Yeah.
If you are shelling out a ton.
Yes. Yeah.
For
yeah.
a brace of running pumps.
Because you only find out through the running.
Yeah, you find out through running.
Yeah.
I really like the shoes you're wearing, which we got given.
Yes.
And I can run in them.
Very lucky. Thank you.
For 5-6 miles.
Yeah.
And then the whole right hand side of my foot where my funny toe that got broken is just all starts to hurt.
Right.
And you know, just it's only after 5-6 miles.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So in a way, if I can sort it out, I can say, okay, they're my Parkrun shoes. And, you know, but it's very...
I feel very nostalgic for old trainers, old Nike Pegasus I used to run in. They used to have... This athlete called Bill Rogers did some running gear in the 80s.
Yeah.
It was like pinstriped. It was like black pinstripe athletics vest and shorts. It was so cool. It was so cool.
Yeah.
And there was one that was a wide blue stripe as well. It was absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. It's funny how these fashions change.
Yeah, because it's kind of... It's a bit more uniform now, isn't it? The fashions, the running fashions. It was weird.
Well, also, and I think I remember when I started running, maybe it was just I didn't know, didn't really interact with other runners.
Yeah.
But I was much happier wearing a pair of cycling-style Lycra shorts then.
Right.
But now that seems like a bit of a statement.
Right.
You know, and it is a statement when you wear Lycra shorts because of the cling.
Yeah.
But when everyone was wearing them.
Yes, yeah.
And
yeah.
I still, as a distance runner, I prefer bodycon, so
right.
the fashions can really work against you.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I like to keep it simple nowadays.
Say something about the heady days of remembering shoes and injuries, but I've forgotten it, but it'll come back to me.
It'll come back.
So, 120.
Yeah.
which races are you proudest of? And also, this is Joey P.
Yeah.
Who also asks separately of me, do I ever listen to whole albums, or is it always shuffle?
Right, okay, do you want to answer that first?
Yeah, you think about your races.
Yeah.
I never really listen to whole albums because, one, the whole concept of shuffle is a wonderful thing. You know, my getting into running fell in with owning my first iPod.
Yeah.
And seeking that magical song. There is always a song that can lift you.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's a cold morning and you're going 2 miles, or you're going into the last mile of a really tough marathon. There's always one song. And on the other hand, sometimes you just get very... You know, I'll listen to music without questioning it for a long time.
Mm.
And then I get in a certain mood and I go, flick on, flick on, flick on, flick on.
Yes,
flick on.
Yeah, you must do,
So I never really listen to albums. But once I did the Crouch End 10K without headphones.
Yes.
And this also illustrates the point we're talking about, which is that...
Are we going across
over
here?
The bridge.
Sorry.
When I... run without headphones, I'm still listening to music. It's just the music my head provides.
Right.
You know, and if I'm not careful, it will be a song based on the sound my clothes are wearing.
Right.
Which is, you know, it's a kind of insanity.
Yeah.
So to avoid that, I actually played the entirety of The Cure's Head on the Door.
All right, yeah.
But just with my brain.
Right.
And it took quite a lot of focus.
She's got a head on the door. She sat on the floor with the head on the door. Who's at the window?
She's got a head on the door. With the cure, she's got a head on the door.
Spare us the cutter.
Echo in the Bunny Man.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't do that at Glastonbury. She's got a head on the door. Is it on the floor? No, it's up on the door.
What's the cure?
You know us. We're the cure. Let's sing you by the head on the door.
I heard they had a good set at Glastonbury, The Cure.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did. I watched it and drank.
Yeah. My wife loves doing that.
I was all alone in the flat in Edinburgh.
Right.
And it's pretty nostalgic for me. I used to love The Cure. I mean, I love them so much then.
Yes.
That the very concept of them now makes me a little bit uncomfortable.
Right.
Like bumping into an old girlfriend in the street.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
in terms of races that made me proud, I mean...
Proudest of?
There's a couple. Obviously, the sub-3 was good for me. That was so intense. It's I would say maybe...
It's very different to races you most enjoyed, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. I think maybe the... I'm taking you back now to school days.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm taking you back to my fourth year at Scorby doing the cross-country. Every year I used to win the cross-country.
Yeah.
But then the fourth year was different because you're up against the fifth years. For some reason, wow. But the fourth and the fifth years together.
Right, that's harsh.
So I was up against this guy called Simon Rumsley, who was a really good runner. But I trained a bit. And yeah. I was probably one of the only people who did train. Everyone else was running off natural ability.
Yeah, so. And also it's kids, isn't it? You don't train.
No, unless you're like me.
Yeah.
So I did. And we set off. There was like about 200. And we set off and there's like three of us near the front. And Simon Runsley just charged to the front and immediately got about, within a mile, about 150 yards ahead.
Yeah.
And I was running with this guy called Richard.
What was the distance overall?
It was about 4.5 miles.
Just coming out onto Hackney Marshes.
And I was running with this kid called Richard Thraves, who was a year older than me. So I was in with the kids who were older than me.
Yeah.
And we just clicked on this tempo that was really quite quick. But I felt really, really comfortable.
Yeah.
And I knew that I felt good. And I knew that I was fitter than Richard Thraves. Yeah. I just knew it.
Nice.
And I knew that if we continued at this tempo, I was going to win the school cross country.
Yeah, you're going to take
it. I just knew it. And I felt so happy at
yeah,
that moment.
Yeah, that's right.
I felt it was that real sense of power and joy and movement.
And running knowledge, you know, actually yeah, it's where, sort of where the body and the brain meet.
Yeah, it was
you
just
know, because we've been, runners have been behind that person. You think you're going faster than you think you can overtake.
Yes.
But you don't want to make that decision to overtake them.
Yeah.
You want to know that
it's just happening.
You're going to pass them. Yeah, yeah.
It's just happening. And I sometimes think that all my running's been an attempt to recreate that moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was
that's when you found it. It's like a
love. Yeah, it was lovely. And I did. I overtook him 2 miles later on this hill. And I just smashed past him. And it was all, I absolutely thrashed him.
Yeah.
And it was just so, so much fun, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But that makes me think of this other the idea of contact in running. It's like you can be 3 meters behind someone and not feeling contact.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
You can be like 100 meters behind and feeling contact. It's a funny little concept, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
And it's obviously linked to how you're feeling and pace and stuff. But
that's right. And something quite primal, as you say.
Yes, yeah.
You can
yeah,
be
yeah.
looking at that person thinking, yeah, yeah, they're just over there. But they're in a different world to me. I'm never going to pass them. It's nothing to do with me. It's just a different
yes.
thing. Yeah, and vice
then
versa.
And then you can feel that connection from a distance. So,
yeah, yeah.
So that, and obviously.
Yeah, I remember that, my first Yorkshire Marathon in the fog.
Yeah.
And I was just holding on to someone who was basically the only person I could see.
Right.
And they were as far away as you could see in the fog.
Yeah.
And I don't think it wasn't about passing them or not. I can't remember what happened there. But yeah, I was just basically hanging on to them. It was like
yes.
you say, it was like we were attached to each other by a
yes. yeah,
invisible
yeah, yeah.
string.
Yeah.
And I was running with them.
Yes.
In a very spiritual sense, even though they probably didn't even know I was there. That's the other thing, it's weird because you're all facing the same direction.
Yes.
I remember coming in at the Royal Park's half
mm.
and that guy tapped me on the shoulder and saying, "Oh, thanks, Rob, I've been running with you, running behind you for the last kind of 7 miles.
That's really nice, isn't it?
I didn't know you were there. I'm glad.
Yeah, you don't realise people are keying off you as well.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
not
exactly.
You're in a relationship, right? What's your
Well, it's a difficult one, isn't it?
You feel
because,
most proud,
I mean,
such.
We tap into the difference between us, because I don't have, that's fascinating to me to hear you say that stuff about cross country when you were younger, because, you know, I didn't know a run could be fun.
Yeah.
Until I was in my mid to late 30s.
Yes, yeah.
Or indeed that I could, you know, not just fun, but, you know, feel the power of a run.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Proudest of is a difficult one, because I'm slightly impatient with myself.
Right.
Because all my best, fastest runs, I didn't notice.
Yes,
I was
yeah, yeah.
irritatingly
yeah.
naive.
Right, yes,
kind
yeah,
of
yeah,
skipping
yeah.
round yeah. to my sub 90 minute half going, "Oh, really? Did I? Oh, I didn't realise."
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah,
so I look
yeah,
back yeah. now and think, "Ah, oh, idiot."
What, you should have enjoyed it.
Yeah, I should have enjoyed
thing.
It or had some sort of sense
yes.
of what I was achieving. But then that's part of the whole thing. So I think in a different kind of way, and this is a bit of a kind of, feels like a trumpet blow, but you'll know what I mean. I'm really proud of our podcast marathon.
Yeah, I
it
really
was
enjoyed
really
it.
A really special experience, and I really
yes.
appreciate everyone listening to it.
Yeah.
And even when I was listening to it, you know, sort of producing the,
yes.
the things, I was like, wow, this is really like being in it. I think we bottled something there.
Yes,
so
yeah, 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 yeah. I'm really, really.
I'm proud of the broadcast.
I really, really enjoyed that run. I mean, I'll always be proud of the sub three, but it almost goes beyond pride that.
Yeah.
I kind of overloaded it to such an extent, made
yeah, yeah.
it such a psychodrama.
Well, it's
and trying and really, paper, really went for it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't really, it was sort of pride at a job done.
Yeah.
But Yeah, it's sort of... There's so many, isn't it? Every race where you feel you've really gone for it, that feeling is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it really is.
I think you should be proudest of the one where you looked after the little boy.
Yeah.
He's in distress.
Yeah. If you can protect a small child, that's
always good. That was from Joey P, and so was the album month.
Thanks, Joey P. That's a nice question.
A bucket list race that is a must run from Stuart.
Mm.
You got one of those? I like the idea of international marathons and the marathon majors.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I know from experience that I haven't enjoyed going to other countries and running these exciting marathons.
Because of the palaver.
Because of the palaver and because of putting too much kind of pressure on them.
Yes.
I didn't enjoy
to go all
Berlin
that way
or New York
yeah.
anywhere near as much as I've enjoyed any Yorkshire marathon.
Right.
Or even London, which is kind of somewhere in between the two.
Yeah, yeah, that's interesting.
But I would... I don't want to commit to it because I don't know if I can do it. But there's some. I'm a little bit tied in with the Race to the Stones as a concept.
Yes. Yeah,
is
yeah,
it,
yeah.
I mean, I know it's a little bit kind of... But because it is in such a beautiful spiritual place and because it does go past my dad's nursing home.
I think we should give it...
old country.
I think we should give it... And also... It will be soft underfoot as well.
Yeah.
And we can really take our time with it.
That's right. It's an ultra. Yeah. It's a different experience.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, more prosaically, could do a 50K ultra. Don't have to do the
yes.
there and back.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
I'd quite like to do that. I think, Race the Stones is my must run, except I might not.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to do... Hopefully next year we'll do New York. I'd like to do Tokyo, Chicago
Marathon.
Well,
we didn't mention that. We would love to do... The New York is the dream sequel to podcasting.
Yeah, that's the broadcast,
London,
yes. Yeah. But the one that I'm really looking forward to at the moment is Scarborough 10K.
Yeah, brilliant.
Which is late September. Because the course of it is round the Marine Drive, which was my... The first run I ever did on my own as a training run was round the Marine Drive.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. It's a very popular race.
Yeah.
Entries open on a specific date in like June at 7 a.m.
Yep.
By 10:30 it's sold out.
Yeah, I remember you saying you said you'd do it at the barn, I will do it too, and you're like, nah.
It's a very hot ticket.
Yeah.
And I'm really looking forward to getting on the Yorkshire coast and feeling the North Sea in my face as I leg it down the Marine Drive as quickly as possible.
Also, aside from events, that also makes me think I'd love to do just more running the Pennine Way.
Yes.
I'd like to run the ridge.
Yes.
From over the Helvellyn Ridge.
Right.
From the sort of round Keswick in the north down to Grisdale Tarn near Glen Reading.
Nice. Yeah,
but
yeah.
That's a run rather than an event, but I'd love
yes.
to do it. I love those long, wide fell runs. But I like the way these questions are tapping into deep memories of yours. I mean, that Scarborough 10K is going to be...
Yeah, it's going to be... I'm really looking forward to it, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a great thing about running and sort of bucket lists. Isn't it? Wherever you are on holiday, you go for a run. It's not races, is it? But you experience the place in a different way.
Yeah, yeah.
And well, I love what really... It's a way of attaching yourself to an environment, isn't it?
Yeah.
That feels a bit deeper.
Oh, yeah. And as a comedian, that's been huge for me.
Yeah.
I was just in a train going through Newcastle the other day. And I was just loving Newcastle, and it's all because of running there.
Yeah.
You know, the gigs have always been good, but it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that, I've run there. And
like Cardiff, when we go to Cardiff, that lovely running... What's a lovely run down by the...
Round over the barrage.
Yes, yeah.
Brilliant. And up the Taff. With
up the Taff,
park
yeah.
run there is really nice.
Yeah, really nice, yeah.
And, oh, my goodness, the running where we used to go on holiday down Ogle by Sea.
Yes.
Oh, my word.
Arthur's Seat in Edinburgh.
Yeah, and
all
the
these
Innocent
great
Railway.
Yes.
So yeah. It's a real relationship to a place, isn't it? And in our job, we do get to tour around and do that.
That's one that...
Matlock the other day was very special like that.
But that's a question that would be good to get some feedback from listeners, wouldn't it? Because that bucket listing, because obviously we're open to some races. That be,
yes.
Because people get their own favourite races.
Yeah, let's phrase the question. Assuming that we want to do something perhaps closer to home.
Yeah.
And perhaps not necessarily an international event, but just something that's going to be
a quirky
kind of
little
quirky experience. But equally, we're not that... That doesn't mean we want to do anything crazy or climby or muddy.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
So we're asking for a conveniently sized,
yeah, nice
quirky,
flat,
easy, fast flat.
just Hackney Marshes, mate. Yeah. All right, so that's how bucket list is to run here today. Yeah. But that is in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, Matt Hackney, we're on the marshes now. It's really nice and flat and soft.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is a nice one from the Board Game Runner.
Yeah.
What do each of you most admire about the others running?
That's interesting, isn't it? Well, I like I like your bullishness and your motor and the way you just constantly throw at it and finish a marathon and start the next one and the relentlessness of your application to it. I really admire it. I really admire the motor when I see it going. I've got a lot of respect for that.
It's nice
and you're just upbeat nature, just the way you come back from injury, you go at it, you do all the exercises, you do everything right, you go, you travel, you do. You're very committed. Let's face it, you probably do more running than me, all told.
And
you've run more marathons than I have.
That is weird, isn't it? I mean, I don't.
I don't think it's weird. It's just a reality, isn't it? You've run a lot of miles and marathons. And there's a determination there, which I think sometimes you try to conceal a little bit, yeah. But it's obviously there.
I remember that inner motor. When you said, I said something about I'm not competitive, and you're like, what? And I was like, okay, I'm not competitive with other people.
Yeah,
you know, I'm competitive with myself for sure.
Yes, yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I'm playing for stamina, for relentlessness. To switch the thing on and keep going.
And also, it's always great when people find running. There's something in that that's just great, that transformative thing. It's just nice to be around that because it reminds me of how big it is, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
And the power of it, you know.
And it's nice for me to have come to it so late.
Yeah.
I will never not be surprised.
Yes.
You know, I've been running for well over 10 years now.
Yeah.
And I can still find that. I can still access that feeling of, oh, look at me running.
Yeah.
Particularly when I see a picture of myself, because I still so carry myself like the big unfit wobbler I used to be.
And also, let's not forget that you're the guy. You drove me back into running. I wouldn't have done the sub-3 without you. I wouldn't have done this without you. No, you honestly did, because we used to go for runs, and you were a connection with me to a life that I used to have.
Yeah.
And that was, I literally wouldn't have done any of it without my friendship with you and running with you.
Well, that's
simple
great,
as that.
But then we found something together, didn't we?
Yeah, of course we did. But you were running when I wasn't running.
Yeah. Well, it's a funny thing, isn't it, that when we started, the slight difference between when we thought about starting the podcast and did our first failed records and when we actually started recording was right on a cusp. We kind of went from me going, come on, Paul.
Yes.
I've just done a marathon. It was great. Oh, just a couple of miles. I haven't been running.
But I'm
and
really
by the
drunk
time we got going, you're like, yeah, actually. Because this is what I admire. And it's like, it's a sort of a double-edged compliment because you're such a natural runner.
Right.
Which takes so This takes away from the credit of your achievement, but I just aspire to that. I'm fascinated by it as well as being impressed with it. I see how you've got that kind of long, limber looseness. Yeah. And that leads in, as we discuss it and dig deeper into it, then I find out that the two key things about that, I think, are, one, you've got different gears. You know,
you can
effortlessly access running a long, slow run in the blazing sunshine.
Yes, yeah.
Or running as fast as you can over a given distance, whether it's a mile or 3 miles or 26.
And that's something that we try to work on with you too a little bit. Only if it's more enjoyable.
Yeah.
If it's not, then don't bother with it.
I think more psychologically than that, and this is a really key thing which hopefully is useful to you as well, is that the marriage of body and head running.
Right.
I think it just comes really naturally to you. I think that you can run in a loose, meditative, spiritual way, while simultaneously knowing how fast you're going, looking at your watch, being able to run in a race ahead.
Yeah,
there's no conflict there.
Yeah.
Whereas to kind of enjoy running a space out, I and maybe some of the rest of you need to try not to think too hard about that stuff.
So
you don't lose the purity, the kind of, the left brain aspect of the whole thing.
Yes, yeah. I mean,
the balance between the two is effortless.
But we're sort of, we're coming from it. I was chatting to someone at a gig the other night, actually, who's just started running, and he was saying how he was more similar to you, someone who discovered it. I think that's why this works.
Yeah.
If it does, because we come from different places with different attitudes. Yeah. I always ran. That's just how I see the world. I just see it as a space to run through.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've discovered that.
Yeah.
And that's why it's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
And I don't beat. I know I'm very, very, very competitive. If I want to be.
If you want to be.
And I don't beat myself up either way. You know, I enjoy it for what it is. And at the same time, I don't take it personally.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the thing. It's like,
well, I've always liked games. When I was younger, I'd get play a game with friends. And sometimes new people would know me and say, oh, it's so competitive, you take it so seriously. It's like, I'm just doing it properly. Yeah, if you win, I'm just as excited for you as I was for me. You know,
that's what a game is.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why we like games.
Also, the other thing to put on that, your attitude to running, which I really think is great, is how external it is. I thought, talking about our marathon podcast, I thought the way you were with, this is the second time since you got to Hackney Marsh, I've used the word with and found it's not enough of a word for what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But the way you were with the other runners.
Yeah, right.
As we came in, that kind of push, push, push thing. It's so, I think that it's, I'm having trouble describing it now, but that sense of balance between head and body means that you don't go down a tunnel.
Right.
You're a kind of inside and outside at the same time.
Yeah, I think it's sometimes it's like, I realise that I'm happy on my own, but I gain a lot of strength from others as well. It's almost a survival thing. So I gain strength from other people in those situations. So so I have to be outward looking.
Yeah.
In order to rescue me from. Yeah, I'm giving and receiving, but I'm giving and receiving simultaneously. Yeah. I'm receiving through the giving of it.
It's just like a magic penny.
Yeah.
Hold it tight, and you won't have any.
Yeah.
Lend it, spend it, and you have so many. They'll roll all over the floor.
Push, 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 push.
Love
push.
Something if you give it away.
Yeah, exactly. Give it away. So it kind of, that just feels really natural. And it was a bit of a breakthrough this year's London. It made me want to do slower ones and be one of those supportive, pain in the ass, clappy, encouraging characters. That's how it felt.
That's what I like best about your running. Is what, you're such a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Push.
Yeah.
So there
I
we
also
go.
I thought what you're going to say that you admire my running is my ability to find a toilet in any given scenario.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Any environment.
Just amazing.
Can be utilised.
Yeah, that's right.
I wonder whether we should, the halfway.
Oh, well, I think we should get to where we came in.
All right,
are we going to go around twice?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go a bit further because we've only done the first six.
But that was a really nice question, I appreciate that.
It was, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you, the board game runner.
Yeah.
If you could run, this is an interesting question. In fact, there are three questions here from Paula.
Right.
So let's deal with Paula before we before we take the break, right?
Yeah.
If you could run an ultra marathon with anyone, who would it be and why?
Right.
Now, I think it's interesting that it's an ultra.
Right.
Because even just a marathon, running that distance with someone, you know, you're really stripped back.
Yes.
This is not something to do with an acquaintance. You don't know whether you like or not.
Yes,
I'm glad that when we ran a marathon, it was us. I literally think if I could run an ultra marathon with anyone, it'd probably be my wife.
Right.
Because she literally, you know, to lean into the old internet meme.
Yeah.
See, if you don't love me at my worst, etc.
Yes. Yes.
Because I can't. I'm not expecting to be good company on that.
No. I know what you're saying. Yeah. There's definitely going to be grouchy moments. I'd probably want to run it with Chan and Sean Marsden.
Oh yes, of course.
Because they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're a really nice couple.
Yeah.
And they've got like that sort of...
And I'm prepared to bet that, in opposite to what we're saying about our own grouchiness, I'm prepared to bet that Susie can take that joy into the 100th mile.
Yeah, I'd have thought so. That kind of...
Yeah.
Just the way she runs and how just upbeat she is. And then Sean's just really like calm, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Reassuring. The way and it obviously works for both of them.
With her.
Yeah, it's
and
such
then
a nice...
I'll stop when I, and then just stayed around the whole
such
way.
Such a nice relationship. So... Yeah. That's a bit of a niche one. Some people won't know Sean.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
But he's a lovely,
basically, I would run with
lovely calm
I'd run with, I basically want them, but I want neither of us to be there.
Yeah.
This ultra should just be them.
Yeah.
That's the simplest.
But I'd hope to piggyback off the back of their knowledge and expertise and spirit between them.
And equally, I like the idea of running with my wife, but I can't. She doesn't. I don't need her to run 30 or 60 miles.
Yes.
I don't think she's quite on that page.
No.
But if you want to, darling, I'll sign us up.
Yeah.
Paul also asks, what's your favourite after-run meal?
That's a tricky one, isn't it? I mean, I'm tempted to say anything. I mean, just anything after a marathon.
It really depends on the length of the run, doesn't it? Because if it's... We run quite a lot, so if it's your common or garden 5 to 7 miles, it's like, it just gives you a nice appetite.
Anything's it does,
good.
Yeah, for just nice breakfast.
I mean, I have a really long way. I can't really stomach much food at all.
Yes.
After a marathon.
It takes a bit of a... I mean, my wife's Parmigiana is really nice. Yeah. Parmigiana, is that the Italian...
Cheesy, chickeny thing?
No, Parmigiana...
Like
No. Parmigiana is... It's vegetables with tomato sauce. It's absolutely gorgeous. People know, I'm having so many senior moments today. It's because I'm slightly hungover.
Yeah.
But the ultimate would probably be a big old bolognese or a big lasagna.
Sounds
just
good.
A big pasta with loads of meat and tomato sauce.
Pasta, yeah.
And red wine.
The most popular meal, and it's so easy to cook in our house these days, is pasta pesto, but the vegan version. So you've got tofu, vegan, gluten free.
Brown rice
spaghetti.
Nice.
Sackler, free from pesto.
Nice.
Fire life.
Really nice.
Hard cheese.
Yeah.
And cauldron, smoked tofu. All sounds so kind of healthy.
Yes,
but you smack it in and stir it up.
I bet it's
got
beautiful.
Big, solid, salty green plate.
Yeah, that's what you want, isn't it? You want.
And everyone likes it. You know, my son who eats meat.
Yeah.
My daughter, they don't necessarily like the same things.
Yeah.
Just all four of us, like, nom, 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 nom.
After a big long run, a bit of pasta's great, isn't it? Yeah. Lovely bolognese, get the garlic bread out. Mop in the plate and the pan. Real mop fest.
If you could run across any country, which one would you choose?
Yeah, I don't really...
Well, I don't really know.
I don't really know, because I haven't run across any countries. I mean, I don't really... I'd probably start with... I honestly don't know the answer to that one, because I don't know there's so many different countries and places.
I think
I'm tempted to go for the States.
Yeah, that's a nice thought. But equally, I think there's a subtext here, as we might be surprisingly unimaginative.
Yeah.
My first thought is Scotland, because I love running in Scotland.
Yes,
So I'd love to go right across the middle of it. You know, I'd love to run the West Highland Way.
Yes.
I'd love to run in Cyprus, but only because I ran there before and it was really great.
Yes, yeah. It's that I think there's the... Appalachian Trail in the States.
Yeah, the Appalachian Trail would be great.
Yeah, I'd love to do some of those ultras in the States and just pin them all together.
But even that, reading Bill Bryson, he's like, you know, it's funny, the Appalachian Trail, because it's so separate to life and so far.
Right.
You think ultimately he preferred walking in the Lake District.
Right.
And that's much closer to here.
Yeah, I must admit my first thought was...
I think my
England.
First thought is Liechtenstein, because it's just not very far across, is it?
Land's End to John O'Groats.
Yeah, it's good running here. Fantastic questions.
And we're really enjoying it, actually.
USA Q&A today, because he's going away. With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.